the way they played in the first 10 games, this is amazing how streaky this crew is. Why? Do you have any answer for that?
If I could put my finger on it, I'd tell you, but it's tough to really know. They just seem to turn it on and turn it off. But I think that this streak is a little bit different just because the couple games they lost before they kind of got in this role, they actually played well, and they probably thought they played well enough to win those games. But it's tough to really put your finger on it. They just seem to get on these rolls. The offense started clicking, and I think a lot of it has to do with just the injury situation. Just because they've had so many guys go down and had to kind of piecemeal things together a little bit. So that's been a big reason. But, I mean, every team does have injuries every year. So
and they're thriving. They're thriving with the injuries. I mean, they've got some big names out now, some guys that are very familiar names for this team, and are actually thriving right now, it seems like. And some of these other guys are starting to really, contribute. Colin Wilson decided to step it up in a big way and do what he needs to be able to do, and Kostitsinen did the same thing. I mean, he's playing better. It's like guys are stepping into those roles and picking up the slack.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they really are. I mean, you mentioned Wilson. I mean, he was probably the most important player for the team last night just because when they got down by those two goals, he really stepped up. He scored that first goal and got two primary assists. They were both off his kind of hard, heavy shot that he had. And Kostitsyn as well. I mean, he stepped up, and Nick Spaulding went down. Mueller came in and played pretty well. And I mean, I feel like they just sort of have the two big horses in Weber and Suter, and they have pretty good goaltending. And then pretty much besides those three, all the parts are interchangeable, and they seem to interchange pretty well.
And as is the case, they jump from, just with the last couple of wins, they jump from like 10th to 4th because that's the way it's going to be in the West, and it's going to be that way all year long with the 48 points now. And they get the Sharkies coming up tomorrow night over there in San Jose. The Sharks right behind them in the standings, but I believe the Preds still have some games in hand on the Sharks. But this is becoming a pretty neat little rivalry, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it really is. I mean, the Sharks have always been a pretty bad matchup for them, just with their size up front, their mobility on defense. But, I think that beating the Sharks the way they did the last game when they were down a goal and kind of in the last, I think it was 3 minutes, kind of stormed back and really got on them, I think that really helped the Preds clear a big mental hurdle against the Sharks and how they're able to do that. So, it is a good rivalry. It's a tough matchup for them, but, they're playing pretty well right now, and the Sharks have had their issues. So, it may actually favor the Preds this time around. You never know.
Do we know the last time the Preds swept California?
I do not know, but I will look that up.
That would be a good little sidebar note, for your story there. It'd be like a nice little minutiae if they pull it off. The last time they swept Cali.
I believe it was in 2007 or the 2008 season.
Yeah.
It was the first time they had ever accomplished the feat.
What do you guys call those things? Sidebars? Or what do we call that? Mully calls me sometimes. He says, I'm working on whatever that little box is that you put on the side of these stories.
Sidebar, notebook, you name it. Yeah. There are different names for all those things.
Yeah, one of those deals. One of those little things over there to the side. All right, this is fun times. I mean, this is going to be, look, there's no way this team, falls off the face of the earth. Don't you think that this winter now, we get through the football season, the focus becomes more and more on the NHL, especially in Nashville, and this is going to be a fun team to watch. There's no indication at all that this team won't be there all year long. You agree? Or disagree?
Well, it was interesting watching the game last night and just sort of talking to some of the Kings writers and stuff. And, the Kings are a team that's loaded in talent. And you sort of watch them and you're like, wow, that's a team that should be a lot better than they are. And, you look at the Predators and you say to yourself, well, is that a team that should be worse than they are? Well, it's 41 games into the season right now. And with all the injuries and everything like that, they are fourth in the West. Actually, 40 games in the season, 41 will be tomorrow.
Right.
And I think that they got some staying power. And I mean, every time I thought that, an injury or some sort of issue would kind of send them hurtling over the cliff. And, there have been times when they've been close when Ryan Suter got hurt. But they've just found ways to pick up points and stay competitive. So, yeah, I think they're in for the long haul here.
One of these years, Trotsky's got to get some love, man, for the coach of the year. I mean, you just can't keep doing this and doing this with the hodgepodge that he does it with. And he always has them so competitive. Nobody likes to play them. He's got to get some love. So, Josh Cooper joining us from out in San Jose, by the way. Don't mean to talk shop, but how about a little, thumbs up again for the Tennessee and sending you to California with the team. I mean, that shows a good commitment. I like that. And I'm glad to see that you're out there with them, because it's just, it's obvious. It's just so much better a story and so much better coverage that you can give us when you're out there like this. So that's a great job out of Tennessee and sending you to Cali.
Well, much appreciated, Tom. It's definitely pretty warm out here.
That doesn't suck either for you, is it? You're like making your negotiating a deal with them. Like, okay, I'll chip in a little bit. Everybody's saying, let's go to California. So, all right. Well, enjoy it. Hopefully, it goes good tomorrow night, and then get that sweep of California and keep this thing rolling, Josh.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they've everything has indicated that it'll at least be a pretty good game for them, just with how they've played, and especially with that back-to-back yesterday in SoCal. So, should be an exciting game. Should be a fun game. Sharks are always a good team to watch, and we'll see what happens.
Do we know about All-Stars yet? Have they? I know the All-Star game is coming up in the not too distant future, but we don't have an idea yet on who might make it. Well, other than Weber, I would hope, you know.
Not yet, but I'd assume that he'll be wearing that he wears number 6 on his back and wears the C over his heart.
Yeah,
so that would be my guess.
Just wondering who else might be able to slip in there from them. You know, they never get a lot of love that way nationally, but certainly playing well. All right, appreciate you as always, Josh, and we'll talk to you again.
All right, take care, Tom.
Josh Cooper with the embedded with the Predators on the West Coast. You wish you were covered in my. I mean, hey, there are worse places to.